Hey friend, I'm so excited to share this 10-minute tip with you today. It has the potential to improve every one of your relationships. Stay tuned. Hello, and thanks for joining She Leads by Faith podcast. We are the homeschool community builders. I'm Pam Kafer, along with Molly Kitzmiller and Hannah Larson, and we are here helping homeschool leaders grow lasting community built on Christ, connection, and strong leadership.
Are you or your kids feeling isolated and discouraged, even though you're in a homeschool group or co-op? Or are you homeschooling by yourself and desire a like-minded Christian community? Is the Holy Spirit prompting you to build an authentic community for your family? There are families waiting for you to answer the call. We know that the thought of starting your own group that truly meets your needs can be overwhelming. You are not alone. We are here to come alongside you.
We are three homeschool moms and co-op leaders with over 30 years of experience between us, leading thriving homeschool groups. We have answered the call to obediently step out in faith and trust God's plan. We have learned many lessons along the way, and we want to help you have a smooth journey so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If you're ready for lasting community built on Christ, connection, and servant leadership, this podcast is for you. Pop in your earbuds, keep your notebook handy, and be encouraged. You can do this. We are here for you.
Let's jump right in. So today's 10-minute tip is actually on a book review. It's actually two book reviews, two for one today. And I hope I can get all that I need to say in, because this is the second time doing it, because I had so much to say that I went over by 6 minutes last time. So first of all, the book is called I Said This, You Heard That. It's written by Kathleen Edelman. That's the first book. And the second one is called A Grown-Up's Guide to Kids Wiring. So it's Edelman. And she is a Christian author and counselor who has built her career on the study of temperaments, which were first studied back in the days of Hippocrates. And what is a temperament? A temperament is the best thing I can describe it. It's like wiring. So the way that a dog or a puppy wants to be in a pack, it's kind of that puppy's wiring. It's a little bit different from personality, because personality is how you display your thoughts and feelings, but your temperament is how you are wired. And Hippocrates came up with four groupings of temperaments, and he named them sanguine, phlegmatic, choleric, and melancholic. So these are all Greek words, and it's Greek to me what they mean. Luckily, she has them organized in colors as well. So yellow is the sanguine, green is the phlegmatic, red is the choleric, and blue is the melancholic. And the premises behind it and why it is so helpful is because when you know somebody's wiring, you're able to speak life to them directly. It's like the secret weapon to knowing how to build somebody up, which is what her practice is about. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." So being able to understand somebody's temperament and recognize their weaknesses and their strengths and how they act when they're in their weaknesses and strengths will give a lot of insight. I was so excited to learn about this, because I don't know if you've had this feeling or a relationship with somebody that you just feel like you're constantly putting your foot in your mouth or making a mistake. I actually feel like that with my husband at times. I feel like the thing that I'm trying to say, just like the cover of the book says, I said this, you heard that. We go around and around with that all the time. I feel like I'm being really clear, but I'm coming across too strong, or I'm coming across offensive in some sort of way. And it's just so frustrating to me, because I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm trying to be clear. But after learning about our temperaments, it helped so much, because I'm a yellow and a red equally. So yellow people are all about people and fun, and red is about power and control. My husband is a blue, so he's about perfection and order. And after I learned about his needs, which are safety, sensitivity, support, and space and silence, then I realized my red when it comes out, which is loyalty, sense of control, appreciation, credit for work, tends to come out really strong and bold and controlling. And it doesn't fit well with his sensitive side or his need for support. So the book is amazing because it talks about what each temperament is, the strengths and weaknesses, how we act when we're in our strengths and when we're in our weaknesses, and what our innate needs are. So it's so helpful to know that my husband has a need for safety. And I can speak to that need when I'm talking to him. If I'm going somewhere or doing something, I can let him know the safety aspects of what I'm doing, who's going to be there, what we're going to be doing, so that he can feel good about it. The other thing that it does is it gives you the words to use to build the other people up. It even has scripture at the end of the book that has encouragement and caution, cautionary scripture, which is so helpful as you get to know yourself and others, because you can give grace. When you see that somebody is maybe reacting in a negative way, it's probably because they have a need that hasn't been met. And when you understand these temperaments, then you don't have to be offended. You can then react to them with grace and be able to speak life into them using God's word to build them up according to their needs. We talk so often according to our own needs, like my husband's telling me he needs to know that I'm going to be safe when I go somewhere. And I'm speaking out of my need to have fun. So we're kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum at times. But it helps him to know that I am a people and fun person, and I need to have fun. It's an innate need of mine. It's not just something that I just want to do. It's an innate need. And so as it's not an innate need of his, he recognizes that maybe I should go out with her and let's go have some fun this time, because it's going to fill up my tank and it's going to help me according to my needs. So being able to do that for one another is amazing. Now, I've talked a lot about the yellow, the red, and the blue, and I haven't even mentioned the green. Sorry, greenies. You people that are green, which is the phlegmatics, are all about calm and harmony. These are people, and they have a need for harmony, feeling of worth, lack of stress, and respect. These are the people that do not like to be pressured into their chores. Good to know for your kids, and they will become very stubborn if you try to do that. They are people that wouldn't outright give their opinions on stuff, but really value having their opinions known, and are peacemakers. So they are very, very good people to have on your board because they give that sense of peace to your community. So it would be my recommendation that you start with that book and then move on to A Grown-Up's Guide to Kids Wiring. That is your secret weapon in your homeschool community with your kids. It is an awesome book, and I want to say that I love it more than the first, but they're so different that I just love them equally. But the book for the kids, it has QR codes in it so that you can watch YouTube videos and actually see videos. And that's something I forgot to mention with the first one, is that it also has videos. You can do it as a group and then have discussion, which I highly recommend. But the second book with the kids wiring, it gives you how the kids behave as a toddler, as a teen, and it just gives you so much insight onto how you can speak to kids. Wouldn't that be awesome in your community if you could say words that build them up according to their needs? They'll remember that for a lifetime. I hope this has been helpful to you, and I hope you run out and get these books and start working on learning how to build other people up using your words. And that's what she talks about. Your words are a gift to the people around you. Let's make it a good gift. And I hope you enjoyed this, and we'll see you again soon. Hey, thanks for listening. If you found this podcast helpful, applicable, or encouraging in any way, the best way to thank us is to share it with someone who might benefit and to write a review. Here's how to do it from Apple Podcasts. Right now, exit the show you're currently in, then select the library icon on the bottom of the screen. Then select Shows. From there, click on the She Leads by Faith podcast thumbnail. Scroll down until you see Ratings and Review, then click on Write a Review, which is just below. Tell us what you think. We would love to hear how it helped.